Welcome to Raising Extreme Athletes Uncensored. This is your reality check and home to uncensored, trusted advice and stories from the trailblazers who came before us. Because it takes a strategic village to raise an extreme pro athlete. This is your village. Today, we're going to be talking about accountability. That's right, accountability could literally make or break a lot of the strategic discipline training that requires for your kid to become the pro athlete. I'm Marina, your host, mother of two aspiring rock climbers and wife to an extreme athlete. Let's begin. Accountability. What is accountability? First of all, when we think about accountability, it's, okay, I am here for you to tell me what you have done, which is great, right? But accountability, you have to be able to work with it properly. For instance, if you are that rare family that you are the coach of your kid, which I have yet to see a lot of actually coaching their own kids, but hey, you could certainly be that coach. And I think it's great because there have been a lot of success stories with parents being the actual coach. So you are the one that he or she is going to be accountable for, right? However, let's say that you have to hire a coach. Literally, that is what a coach is for. The coach is there to do the trainings, to be there, to be the account of the person that your child is accountable to for their training, for their teamwork, for whatever it is, even for nutrition. They have someone who they can be accountable for to about what they are doing. Okay, so here's the thing, right? My oldest son, he used to be with our coach. We had a really great coach that lived here, but right before COVID, he moved back to his own country. So he was here. And the live accountability, I'll tell you right now, trumps every other online kind of accountability. I know that there's a lot of online different programs. I think it's great, but kids need that human personal accountability, that human personal coach, that inspiration, all of that. Okay, so our coach moved and we were about to get a new coach when COVID hit. And one thing that we really discovered with our oldest, who keeps on saying that he wants to coach himself, is that he distorts what he actually does, right? So he has these plans, these training plans. And since my husband also trains with the kids once in a while, we noticed that he wasn't doing as much as he thought he was doing, right? So that accountability, that watch over, was kind of lost and became kind of a little bit almost delusional for him. And what we decided to do was that he had to have a journal. So for instance, here's his plan, because at this point he was still working with his online coach. Here's his plan. Let's say he has to do 10 push-ups, right? So with the 10 push-ups, we're like, all right, now you're going to first do the push-ups. And after you do the push-ups, you're going to write down that you just did the 10 push-ups. Or make it even simpler, have like a little checkpoint of exactly what that coach said, but he has to mark it off. The difference that makes is incredible. And that's that accountability. There are many ways to work with accountability. So you need to discover what works best for you. So accountability, because even though you have a coach and a team, there will be times that there's no one to actually do it with them, right? I mean, COVID proved to us how the world can stop. So if you have a plan, a strategic plan, and you could actually work this out with your own coach, with a coach as well, to form the habit. I'm going to be repeating over and over again. The majority of success does not come from the talent. Talent is incredible, but the success comes from the habits, the rituals that you and your kids form and build. That's going to make the difference. And your coach, that's literally what they're doing as well, right? On top of the motivation and having that training plan, they can lay down the foundation of the success habits, of the rituals. And this could be one of them. So the accountability becomes almost part of their plan, even if they don't have anyone to actually speak it to at the moment. They have their journal or whatever plan you decide to do. But remember, a lot of kids, they oversee what they're really doing and think that they're doing a lot more than they really are. But when you keep track of it, when you write it down, it changes everything. So I would love to hear how you guys are keeping your kid and yourselves accountable. Please leave me in the comments or let me know. I'm really interested in knowing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review and share it with your friends. And I'm Marina, and thanks for listening.